Welcome to the Spotlight with Sean Taylor podcast, Pizza Month edition. October is National Pizza Month, and I, Sean Taylor, am on my fifth annual mission to eat a slice of pizza a day at 31 different locations with at least one witness. This podcast is an audio log of my quest for the 31 days of pizza. Today was day 15 of Pizza Month 2006, and I went to Roma Pizza. I met up with my improv troupe, The Academy, and I ordered a slice of cheese. It's day 15, October 15th, and I'm going to get a slice of pizza at Roma Pizza, which is on the corner of 27th and 8th Avenue. I had some other pizza plans fall through, so this is a last-minute save, thanks to my improv troupe, The Academy. And there they are. I'm going to go join them. So I am at a pizza right now, at Pizza Roma. I'm Sean Taylor, and I'm with...
Jason Grossman.
Alana Fishbein.
Christian Capizzoli.
So I just got my slice of cheese, and it's pretty... It looks pretty solid as far as like a slice of New York pizza. The crust is nice and even, and the sauce... It has pretty good coverage. You can tell it goes all the way from the tip all the way to the end of the crust. So there's no center loading. Like, I didn't get any toppings, but the cheese is pretty well distributed all the way out. It's very, you notice it's pretty shiny on there. Was your slice like that too?
Yeah, glinting.
Oh, good word. And that being said, I'm pretty hungry, so I'm going to eat it at the crust. You know what? It's pretty firm foundation, and the cheese is like gooey, but like that kind of good gooey, not like stringy, but just about right.
It has a dense crust.
The pizza was very fresh. The cheese was perfect. That gooiness delivered. It was good, and the sauce is delicious, and there was plenty of it. When I folded the slice, it didn't, like, break in half. Instead, it held its form. I mean, it was, like, a really good example of New York pizza. Like, if a tourist were to come in and have one slice of pizza, and it was Pizza Roma, or Roma Pizza, I think they'd be pretty pleased.
Sean, I'm really sorry. I have to disagree. I don't think they have delicious sauce. And although the texture was there, I think the sauce makes or breaks it. I would not recommend this place, unless you have to pass through the neighborhood.
I would recommend this place because you can get, and Christian told me about this, but you can get two slices of pizza and a small Coke for $4, which is the least expensive. This is a very good deal for this area.
The Coke is teeny tiny.
It's very economical. It's right? Economical?
But like teeny tiny amounts of soda.
I think we know... where your allegiance lies. And I will say that the sauce is slightly different than typical pizza sauce. But I really like it. I mean, it was like, it had like a slightly a saltier taste to it. Or the whole pizza had like a little bit of a saltiness to it, which made it very...
What we really need to talk about is the empanadas here, which are not fantastic either.
Did you eat empanadas?
Yeah, I had an empanada.
Hey, Paul W. Downs just arrived. We're just talking about pizza, Roma Pizza.
Get a neutral, non-biased response to the place. Yeah. Just the environment.
Yeah, what do you think about the atmosphere here in Roma Pizza?
It's disgusting.
But what did you have while you were here, Christian?
I had two slices with the soda.
Did you have two slices of cheese?
Two slices of cheese, but with my cheese, I douse it in hot sauce. So the saltiness that you're referring to or these subtleties of the pot pie, I don't pick up on because what I'm eating it for is just some form of plain that I can slather with hot sauce.
A vehicle for your hot sauce. Did you like it?
Yes. I like this place. I'll come here maybe once a week. Because of the deal, not so much because I think it's the most out-of-the-world pizza, but I like the deal, and I they're pretty nice people. They'll run the place.
I noticed that too. I mean, the folks behind, like, they said, oh, here's your pizza, and thank you. They did thank me for it.
You don't get that a lot, especially with New York pizza places, where it's just a normal piece of pie. It's usually get in, get out, like a knife fight.
So what do you think about the atmosphere in here?
I'll agree that I think it is much improved upon from the previous year, because I used to eat here a lot less frequently because I thought it was kind of messy and
dingy.
Yeah, but I think they've done something with the lighting to make it a little friendlier feeling, and it's cleaner than it was last year, so I like the atmosphere.
And I think this is new, the open up doors that go out onto the street. Now, we had a cold night tonight, so they had the doors closed, but
certainly.
Yeah, but I it's starting to get a little bit chilly, but I think it's because someone has the door propped open. But overall, would you recommend this place to others? For a slice of pizza?
To an average, a person looking for just an average slice that's going to be in the Chelsea area, yes. But if I would not tell them to come out of their way to go here. I would say if you're within 10 blocks, might be a good choice.
Thank you, Christian.
Yeah, I did. What was that?
Alana.
Christian
mentioned that he'd recommend the place if you were in the Chelsea area and you were looking for just a quick slice. Would you go so far as to say that?
Fine. I mean, I've come here a bunch of times to get slices, but I'm always disappointed. I'm probably going to keep coming. Do I hate myself? No. Do I sometimes not treat myself like the princess that I am? Yeah. Pretty bad for me. I deserve better. I deserve the world.
Thanks, Alana. So now all five of us now are going to go and perform in the Academy show, which is our second to last, which is our penultimate performance at the Magnet Theater. So thank you guys very much for joining me for Pete today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, eating with me, well, I am Sean Taylor.
I am Paul Downs.
I'm Ilana Fishbein.
I'm Christian Capizzoli.
And I'm Jason Grossman.
Sean Taylor.
Paul Downs.
Ilana Fishbein.
Christian's an asshole.
And Jason Grossman.
Thank you for tuning in to the Spotlight with Sean Taylor podcast. Pizza Month edition. Please stay subscribed and follow me in my quest for the 31 days of pizza.